Good morning.
Love,
and welcome to Bible Storyland. What an honor it is to be the children of the Most High God. Today is Senior Citizens Day. We honor the hoary head ones this morning. We thank God for longevity that he has given us and that he continually gives us on a daily basis. He has been kind and merciful towards us, and his word is great and true. Psalms 106 says, "Praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto him, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord. Remember us, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest upon unto thy people. O visit us with thy salvation, that we may see the good of thy chosen, that we may rejoice in gladness of thy nation, that we may glory in thine inheritance." Psalms 105 says, "O give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people, sing unto him, sing songs unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works, glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face forevermore. Remember his marvelous works that he had done, his wonders and judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Abraham, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations, which covenant he hath made with Abraham and his oath unto Isaac, and confirmed the same unto Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying unto thee, will I give the land of Canaan the lot of your inheritance. When they were but a few men in numbers, yea, very few, and strangers in it. When they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Moreover, he called for a famine upon the land. He brake the whole staff of bread. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters, but he laid in iron. Until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. The king sent and loosed him. Even the ruler of the people let him go free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his substance. Psalm 46 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, and the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen rage and the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh his bow, the bow, and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen, I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. We're honoring seniors this morning. We're honoring seniors because of their strength that the Lord has given unto you. We honor seniors today because God has paved the way for us. We honor seniors today because you are wise, full of God's wisdom. We honor seniors today because things you have gone through, because of all that you've gone through, God loves you and so do we. We honor you, seniors, today because of your faith in God, which strengthens our faith in the Most High God. Continue to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Seniors, you are needed to do the work of the Lord. Do you? You might say to yourself, what can I do? Do you have a burden for the sick? Is there any sick among you? You can pray for them. You can visit them whenever you can. Do you have a burden for children? You can be a grandparent in the schools. You can pray for the children even when you're in your home. You can encourage them to stay in school and complete school. You can encourage them to listen to their parents. You can encourage them to listen to their teachers and those who have rule and authority over them. Or you can volunteer in the classroom. Do you have a burden to go to be with the sick in the nursing homes or to visit the elderly in the nursing homes? Do you have a burden to pray while you're in your home? Ask the Lord what does he want you to pray for. You are useful in his kingdom. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So be a mighty laborer for the Lord. We are his eyes, his feet, and he inhabits the praises of his people. He lives within his people. So this morning, we have a great man of God, a mighty man of God from Spoken Word Ministries to lead us in prayer. His name is Pastor Fred Pierce. Good morning, Pastor Fred.
Good morning, Sister D. How are you doing this morning?
We're doing great. Where do you live?
Lake City, Florida.
Lake City. All right. We're happy to have you here this morning.
It's a pleasure.
You ready to lead
to
us in prayer?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. May God have his way.
Yes. Father God, we just thank you for this morning, Father God. Lord, we give all praise and honor to you this day, Father God. Lord, I thank you right now, Father God, for what you're doing this hour of power, Father God, on this radio station, Father God. Lord, we bind up all demonic spirits, Father God, that would try to penetrate the airways of this line, Father God. Lord, we thank you for the Holy Spirit, Father God, being, Father God, the gatekeeper, Father God, and the watchman over this line, Father God. We bind up every hindering spirit, every seducing spirit, Father God, that would try to come forth, Father God, Lord, against this line, Father God. But I thank you that this line is anointed and appointed, Father God, to do your will this morning, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for the senior citizen, Father God, being empowered with you and grasp the word, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that life shall be restored, Father God, unto those, Father God, that are seeking, Father God, divine healing, Father God. Lord, I thank you, Father God, for the speaker going forth, Father God. Oh, Lord, with the anointing of your word, Father God, that it would tear down the high places, Father God, that have been established, Father God, over the kingdom of darkness, Father God. We rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord, I thank you, Father God, that you continue to open up the understanding of your peoples, Father God. Lord, I thank you for the wisdom, Father God, and understanding and knowledge, Father God, that you have given, Father God, the senior citizen, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that they are among the living and not the dead, Father God, that they are able, Father God, that they're empowered to do your word, Father God. Let your word go forth in them, Father God, let it be, Father God, sweet medicine unto them, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that deliverance shall come forth, Father God, out of this talk today, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you are preparing the way, Father God. Every crooked way, Father God, is being made straight. Every rough plain shall be made smooth. Father God, we bind up, Father God, any spirit that will come through, Father God, the gate undetected, Father God. We thank you for the anointing, Father God, being our portion today, Father God. Lord, we've come to give you the glory today, Father God. We come to validate you, Father God. We come to blow you up today, Father God. Oh, you is all God, Father God. You the one that sits high and look low, Father God. You the one knows the heart of your peoples, Father God. Oh, Lord, when you come forth, Father God, search the heart, Father God. Let their hearts be made, Father God, whole today, Father God. I thank you for the purification, Father God, that you are, Father God, bringing them into greatness, Father God. Let the senior citizen have joy today, Father God. Let them have laughter today, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, that you will forever be, Father God, the one that sitteth high and look low, Father God, on everything that goes on, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. We thank you for that prayer. Oh, you blessed us this morning. You started us on our way. So we thank you, Pastor Fred, and you're welcome to stay on for the rest of the program or however long you can stay on. Thank you,
All right.
God bless you this morning.
God bless you too, Sister Jean.
You know, God created music and its melodious sounds. This morning, a blessed woman of God from Houston, Texas, is going to play some melodious sounds from for us from to praise God. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing good.
All right. What song are you going to sing this morning? I'm sorry. What is it?
Sweet Hour of Prayer.
Okay, we're ready. Sweet Hour of Prayer. Thank you. Could you pray a little bit more of that? I love that song. For prayer. I thank God for that great song that you played into our hearing this morning. We are so grateful that God has gifted you with the ability to play melodious songs and praise unto Him. So this morning we're so grateful that Father God joins us every time when we come on the air, that He is faithful to us to come on with us. So we appreciate Father God, and we bless the Lord. So this morning, we are waiting for a couple of people to come on this morning. And so in the meantime, while we're waiting on them, we continue to honor our seniors today. We have a young woman who who was born in 1910. She turned 101 years young June the 20th. We thank God for her. She's my favorite aunt, and she has truly been favored by God with abundant life. She's going to sing a song and give God glory this morning. So her name is Mrs. Mildred Brown. Good morning, Aunt Mildred.
Good morning, dear.
How are you this morning?
Yes, I'm going to praise the Lord with a song this morning. I'm just thankful that I'm able to be on this program.
Amen, amen. We're thankful that you can be on every Saturday.
All right. The song I'm going to sing this morning is we're going praising the Lord all the time. Home time. Yes, he's on time. Yes, glory to God. Oh, he's on time. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Glory, glory, glory to God. Job said he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. Yes, he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. Oh, yes, he will. He'll be there right on time. Oh, Job said he may not come, but he'll be there. Remember the children of Israel trapped at the Red Sea by that mean old Pharaoh, he and his army. They had water all around them. They had Pharaohs on their trail. But not a bullfrog, God spoke and made a highway just like. Let me tell you, he's a hometown God. Yes, he is. Job said, on time God. Yes, he is. Job said he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. Let me tell you, he's on time God. Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Aunt Mildred, 101 years young. We are so grateful that you are able to come on Bible Storyland every Saturday, and we thank you for that wonderful song. He is an on-time God. He is never late. Now, he may not be there when we want him to be there, but I promise you, our God is never late. So we thank you for that song, An On-Time God. And this morning, the great mighty woman of God from Houston, Texas, is going to bring forth another song of praise for us. You ready, Karen?
Here I come.
All right. What's the name of it?
We're going to do Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace. Hallelujah. Okay, go ahead.
All right.
Amazing
indeed. His God's grace is so amazing. His mercy and his grace. Don't you know if it wasn't for his grace, we would not be alive today.
Oh,
his
yeah.
grace and his mercy is what sees us through. You know, God has a great order. He is a God of order. He set in order in the church. Ephesians 4:11 says, and he set some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the knowledge of God, of the Son of God, to be a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. This morning we are blessed to have an apostle with us who is gifted with a musical ability. He's going to play a song of praise unto God. His name is Apostle Emmanuel Beecham. He is the pastor of Kingdom Impact Gospel Church in Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Apostle Beecham.
This nationwide post.
I can hardly hear you.
Hello.
Good morning. That's better. How are you?
Oh, this is Floyd Rose. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I was looking for Apostle Beecham. He's on also. Apostle, okay. Are you there?
I'll wait.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I didn't forget you, Floyd.
Hello.
Hello, Apostle Beecham. How are you?
Yes.
I can hardly hear you. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Can you hear me?
Yes, that's much better.
Praise God. God is good.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen. You want to tell us a little bit about your ministry at the church, and then you can play that great song unto the Lord for us.
Praise God. I want to thank God for this morning. I want to bless God for senior citizens in our country. And I'm the pastor of Kingdom Impact Gospel Church, and we have a purpose of impacting individuals with the gospel of the kingdom. And this morning I want to sing one of my songs that I've entitled, He Humbled Himself and He Was Obedient Unto Death. On the guitar for us this morning. When I think about the love of my Jesus, how he died on the cross of Calvary. Was obedient unto death in the death on the cross of Calvary. He humbled himself and was obedient unto death in the death on the cross of Calvary. When I think about that love of my Jesus, how he died on the cross of Calvary. Oh, yeah, he humbled himself, was obedient unto death, in the death on the cross of Calvary. I know he humbled himself and was obedient unto death, in the death on the cross of Calvary. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Woo, yes, indeed. You know, when I think about how Jesus humbled himself, how he was obedient to Father God, even unto his death. It brings tears to my eyes. It touches my heart. Because, you know, the Bible says, greater love have no man than him, Jesus, because he gave his life for us. He's our friend, and I call him my friend. He's my best friend, and I thank him every day for that sacrifice he made for me on the cross. Thank you so much, Apostle Beecham. That was a wonderful song that God gave you to sing. I appreciate you and your family. Apostle Beecham is from Ghana, but he now lives in Jacksonville. We're so blessed to have him in the States with us. Well, as I said before, God has put in order the fivefold ministry of the church, and some pastors or teachers and so forth are a part of the ministry. This man of God that's going to speak to us this morning, his name, Pastor Floyd Rose from Valdosta, Georgia. I met him over 40 years ago at Southwestern Christian College where I was a student. He is a great speaker, and he loves the Lord. He works with senior citizens in Valdosta, Georgia. He is a writer also. God has given him the tongue, and he is the pen of a ready writer. So he has written some books. I believe one of them is called An Idea Whose Time Has Come, and another one is Money Without Guilt, and the next one is Beyond the Thicket. Now, he can tell you a little bit more. Good morning, Pastor Rose.
Good morning, and before we begin our conversation, let me tell you how much I have enjoyed the seniors who've been on this program and the songs that they have sung. These are the songs that brought us over. I say to my musician and minister of music all the time, now don't forget the old folks. Don't forget the old folks. You've got to sing some of those songs that brought us this far, and we talk about being brought this far by faith. And the Amazing Grace and How We Got Over, and all of those songs mean so much and have meant so much to so many people.
Amen. We're happy to have you on this morning. How are you feeling?
Well, I feel great and excited. And I want to say a little bit about grace and mercy since those subjects came up earlier. And let me just tell you that for a long time I didn't really understand the difference in grace and mercy, and I thought that grace was somehow unlimited. But then I heard somebody tell how you go to the mortgage company, you take out a mortgage, and the bill is due on the first. Well, you have a grace period between the first and the 15th. So between the 1st and the 15th, if you haven't paid your bill, you have grace. On the 16th, however, you no longer need grace, you need mercy. So God's grace is limited. You can't just do anything you want to do and then say, oh, you know, he's going to forgive me anyhow. You can't deliberately go about and do wrong and then expect God to just forget it. No, even with his grace, there are consequences. And so you need mercy and grace. That's why we sing, his grace and mercy brought me through, and I'm living this moment because of you. And when justice demanded that I should die, your grace and mercy said, no, we've already paid the price. So what a beautiful song. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. I'd also want to talk just a moment about our joy in the Lord. It's such a beautiful feeling. You know, I'm 72 years old now, and I'm happier than I've ever been in my life because I have found true freedom in Christ. And I understand now that we're all individuals. We were born as individuals. We live as individuals. And we will die as individuals and ultimately be judged by history and God as individuals. So you don't have to get sick off of what I eat, and I don't have to hitch my wagon to your star. And if you cannot stand for me up there, then you need not try to speak for me down here. And so we are all individuals and must give an account as individuals to God for the deeds that we will have done when this life is over, whether good or bad. And that's so much consolation. It lifted a burden from me. I used to think that I had to know everything for everybody. I no longer accept that. I have to know what I need to know for me and my relationship to God. And I share that with others, and if by sharing it with others, others are helped, then that's fine. If they turn it down, then that would be up to them. Hello?
We're here.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't know how much time I had or how long I was supposed to talk.
Okay, you know, you got more time. What, about 5-10 more minutes? However long the Lord, you know, word
okay,
in you.
Well, I'll take
you know, you're full of the word, so.
Yeah, and beyond the thicket, it's my journey from the church being my savior to Jesus being my savior, and what a marvelous journey it has been. Sometimes I had to detour; there were stop signs, there were red lights, but I kept going. And I learned a long time ago that if you continue to look back at the door that just closed behind you, you'll never see nor appreciate the door that just opened in front of you. And God always allows us to go through something bitter just to get us to something better. And it's almost like the butterfly that was once a caterpillar before his metamorphosis. And the change is always painful. But the pain is also necessary. There was a little boy once who saw this caterpillar going through the metamorphosis, and he was squirming, and he wanted to ease the pain and make sure that the caterpillar emerged as a butterfly without going through so much pain. And so he took a razor blade and began to cut the cocoon. Unfortunately, because he didn't understand, when he tried to relieve the pain, the caterpillar died before it completed its metamorphosis or change. So change is never without pain. No real change is ever without pain. So if we know that in advance, then we accept the pain. A mother knows that when she is heavy with child, that there will be labor pains, but she never cancels the birth because she knows that beyond the pain, there's a pleasure. And so she's able to endure the pain because she's expecting to see a beautiful, bouncing baby boy or girl. And that's the way life is. And once you understand that, you know that everything that comes, comes to pass. Nothing comes to last. If it's good, it's not going to last. If it's bad, it's not going to last. Nothing comes to last. It comes to pass. Katrina, however devastating that storm was, didn't last. Andrews didn't last. So everything comes, even as the Bible says, all through the scriptures, and it came to pass. Everything comes to pass, and so we must let it come and then let it pass. I've had an interesting life, our days back in Toledo were just challenging but beautiful. I spent 39 years there and met some wonderful people like yourself and others who were part of a struggle. And now I'm in Valdosta, Georgia, and at age 71 founded Serenity, which is what we call the perfect church for imperfect people. The only people who will not be comfortable here are the perfect people, and then they will make us uncomfortable. So we think that we should reserve the judgment seat for God, and we all sit on the love seat with Jesus. After all, there's more room on the love seat than it is on the judgment seat. And so we judge no one, we condemn no one, and we allow the transforming power, the love of God, to change us and to change others around us. So, and when he changes you, you are indeed changed. If you change only because you think, I want you to change, that change will always be temporary, and it is likely that you will go right back to doing whatever it was you were doing. However, if you just open up your heart and allow him in and let him change you, you will indeed be changed.
Amen, amen. I thank God for that word, the joy of the Lord. You know, the joy of the Lord is our strength, and I thank God for you, Pastor Rose, and those words of encouragement that you gave to the seniors and to all of us that are listening this morning, and even those who will listen later on the Internet. Our relationship with God is what he said is of utmost importance, and that's the reason why God put us here. His first commandment to us, and he does give us command. His first and great commandment is to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and to love each other like we love ourselves. So I thank God. He also talked about being from bitter to better. And, you know, it made me think of being in the Joseph, who is a Bible character today we're going to be talking about, from the pit to the palace. And no real change is ever without pain. You know, like you talked about labor pains of a mother. She goes through those for the birth of those beautiful babies that mothers bring forth. And God brings them through the pain, but he also relieves the pain and gives them beautiful gifts, the babies, our children. And Like Pastor Rose said, God's love transforms us. But, you know, we got to yield. We can't be up there fighting against God, you know, when he's talking to us and trying to change us and not yielding. We got to yield to God. Well, it is Bible story time. Our Bible story character today is Joseph. And we talked about his father last week. Last week, our Bible character was Jacob, who was cunning and crafty, deceitful, before he accepted God in his life. Because he sowed the crafty, cunning seeds in his younger days, he repented of those seeds, and later he gave his life to God. As the old saying goes, what goes around comes around. And you know, like I told you last week, it's like a boomerang. Whatever we send out there is going to come right back to us. So if we who are created in God's image sow unrighteous seeds, we're going to reap those seeds of unrighteousness. Just as a reminder, seeds of unrighteousness are found in Galatians 5:19. It says adultery. These are seeds of unrighteousness. Adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also tell you in times of past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Jacob realized that he would not inherit a home with God the way he was, so he gave his life to God and began to sow seeds of righteousness. After Jacob surrendered his life to God, his life changed. He began to sow the fruit of the Spirit in his life. Because of right living, his life began to reap righteousness, godly things, good things, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And we that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections of the lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another, envying one another. So after Jacob gave his life to God, it was a shift in his atmosphere. Great things began to happen. One of the great things that happened to him was the birth of his son of his old age. He named his son Joseph. The story of Joseph is found in Genesis 30:24. Rachel was Joseph's mother. Jacob was his father. Now, Rachel's womb had been shut up, and no children had been given to her by God until after Rachel had gone through many trials. You know, the bitter times, as Pastor Rose said, those bitter trials she went through. even in her own family with her sister who provoked her. But after prayer to God, God remembered Rachel and heard her prayer and opened up her womb. And she conceived and bare a son. And she gave, and she said, God had taken away my reproach, which is rebuke and disapprovals. Many of you know that the devil will use whoever he can to try to discourage us from doing God's plan. He used Leah against Rachel. Rachel drew closer to God because of her reproach from her sister. Now her son Joseph, Rachel's firstborn, had to deal with the reproach of his brothers. Sometimes familiarity breeds contempt. Joseph's contempt came from his brothers, partly because his father, Jacob, loved him more than he did his other sons. Favoritism can cause problems in children. We must love our children the same and show them that we love them. So Joseph was set up by his father. His father meant no harm towards Joseph. He loved Joseph, even to the degree that he had a special coat made for Joseph, but not for his brothers, which was a mistake. Joseph was the youngest and received a lot of problems from his brothers, but kept a good attitude towards them. You know, no matter how others treat us, God looks at our attitude and how we treat them. Are we going to treat others in the negative way they treat us with negativity, or what will be our attitude and how will we treat others? Father God commands us to first love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and next to love our neighbors, who is each other, like we love ourselves. How can we say we love God, whom we have never seen, and hate each other? Now it appeared that Joseph's brother did not love themselves and had no love for God, their creator. When our relationship is not right with God, we will not have a right relationship with others. God is calling us to a higher level of obedience. Joseph rose out of, you know, the situations that he found himself in, and he obeyed God. When, and God gave him favor in every situation because of his attitude and his obedience. We will see the favor of God and how God had favor on Joseph, even as a child, all the way through his adulthood. I have never read where he took vengeance, where Joseph took vengeance into his own hands at what was meant for his harm. God turned it around, every situation for Joseph's good. Now, Joseph, the word Joseph, the name means the Lord adds. And later, God added more children to Rachel because of her attitude. Despite the difficult situations Joseph faced in his life, he still remained faithful to God and generous to the people. Because of this, God made Joseph extremely successful and used him and saved the whole Hebrew nation. Let's look at the character of Joseph. You know, Joseph was a youthful dreamer. Psalms 37, verse 5 says that Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. When you read the story about Joseph and how he dreamed, you know, he was a child. You know, he wanted to share with his family about what he had dreamed. But when he told them, they all got mad. And I don't feel that he intended for them, you know, to get upset with him. He was just sharing. You know, children say, Mama, I had a dream. Daddy, I had a dream. I may tell their sisters and brothers, you know, I had this dream. Well, his dream, it seemed like from his dream that he shared that he might have felt superior to them. But sometimes, you know, we just have to ask God and wait on God before we share something with others, because they may not understand. And so they misunderstood Joseph. But you know, God had given Joseph that dream to show what was going to happen later on in Joseph's life. when Joseph became a man. Later, Joseph became better at interpreting his dreams and his visions as well. And then he even interpreted dreams for the king. Oh, yeah. I'm getting a little bit ahead of the story. Now, dreams were fulfilled. You know, Joseph's dreams were fulfilled in Genesis 41. So in Genesis 41, verses 42 through 44, says that and Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's head and arrayed him in vestures and fine linen and put on a gold chain around his neck and made him to ride in the second chariot which he led. And they cried before him, bow the knee, and he made him ruler over all the land. Now, you know, Joseph probably wasn't expecting that, but, you know, Joseph was blessed because of his faithfulness to God. He got promoted through Pharaoh. Now, he gave Joseph riches, fine apparel, rings of gold, gold chains. He also allowed him to be second in command, to ride in the second chariot. Joseph knelt before the king, before Pharaoh the king, and he was made ruler over all of Egypt. A good attitude and those a good attitude, patience and obedience to God, and those who have rule and authority over us, even like Joseph, brought Joseph great promotion that he probably had no idea would come. Now, Psalm 75 says promotion doesn't come from the east, the west, but directly from God. Now, you know, one of the characteristics of Joseph also was that he resisted temptation. Joseph was strengthened after every trial, after every test. You know, trials come, but hopefully because of every trial, we are getting stronger. James states in James 1, 2 through 4, count it all joy when you go through divers temptations, knowing that the trials of your trying of your faith worketh patience. Now let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Joseph faced all kinds of temptation, the temptation of his master's wife, but he resisted, he refused, but he was falsely accused by her. He still remained pure. James 4:7 says, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So Joseph drew closer to God after each situation he faced, and God took care of him. Another great characteristic of Joseph was he was unspoiled by prosperity. You know, even though Pharaoh gave him, you know, rings and gold chains and did all kinds of things, Joseph never let it go to his head. You know, he still was humble before God. He didn't worry about, you know, material things so much as he was constantly being obedient to God, listening to God's voice and doing what God wanted him to do. In Psalm 41, it talks about Joseph and how Pharaoh set him over, you know, to be the second in command. And he also rode on the chariot, and Joseph, you know, didn't lift up his head with pride. He was over all the land of Egypt, and, you know, he interpreted those dreams for Pharaoh. And Pharaoh didn't understand them, but because of the gift that God had put in Joseph, even when he was a young child, Pharaoh gave Joseph much riches, and these things really helped Joseph and his family in the long run. Pharaoh did as Joseph told him concerning the dream that he had, and he blessed Joseph with material wealth, but Joseph still humbled himself and knelt before him. Another great characteristic was Joseph manifesting brotherly love. In Genesis 43, verse 30, it says, and Joseph made haste, for his bowels did yearn upon his brother, and he sought where to weep, and he entered into his chamber and wept. You know, he hadn't seen his brother for quite a number of years, but Joseph was happy to see his brothers, and he went in private in his chambers and wept. Later, Joseph revealed the whole story of what happened since he last saw his brothers, and Joseph forgave each one of his brothers. God's plan superseded the plot, the trap that his brothers had laid for him. What the devil meant for Joseph's harm, God turned it around for his good. And don't you know God loves us so much? He loves us the same like he did Joseph, and he'll do the same for us. He'll turn what the enemy means for our harm, God will turn it around for our good. He loves us so much, and he's no respecter of persons. Now, another great characteristic of Joseph was filial devotion. Genesis 45 and 23, and it says, and to his father he sent after this manner, 10 asses laden with good things of Egypt, and 10 asses laden with corn and meal, corn and bread, meat for his father by the way. Now, you know, they experienced a famine, and Joseph loved his father. No matter what had happened to him in life, he still had a good relationship with his own father, his blood father. Joseph was devoted to his father. Jacob was his father, and he gave his father wealth. You know, the famine came, and Joseph wasn't a selfish man. He didn't keep it all to himself. He could have, because you know how his brothers treated him, and even his father, when he revealed the dream, didn't understand what Joseph meant. He thought, you know, he was being superior. But when it all boiled down, God was using Joseph, even as a young man. And another great characteristic of Joseph is he was dependent upon God. You know, we have to depend upon God. We can't depend upon ourselves. And like, you know, Pastor Rose was saying about Katrina, I was one of the people in Katrina. You know, people called us victims, but we're not victims. We're victorious. We're still in the land of the living. God's grace and mercy saw us through Katrina. And, you know, just like Joseph, situations come up in our lives, but we still have to give God glory because he takes care of us through every situation. And, you know, God is able to see ahead what's going to happen, and sometimes he warns us. And so God sent warnings to people in Katrina. He sent warnings just like, you know, he sent a warning to Joseph, and Joseph obeyed him. Joseph had to go to prison. He had to have all these things happen to him. But through it all, he kept a good attitude. He obeyed God. He obeyed those who had rule and authority over him. He overcame all of those situations. Joseph had learned through every situation that he had been through. Family problems, he depended upon God. From the ditch situation when his brothers put him in there and sold him for 20 pieces of silver, he still depended on God, and God brought him through. He had divine favor with God through those situations. God gave him favor in the midst of every situation, and he still depended upon God. God, in his temptation situation with Potiphar's wife, he still depended upon God, and God brought him through that. When he was promoted to second in command, he still leaned and depended upon God. He didn't get the big head. He didn't blow up with pride. He still leaned and depended upon God. When carrying out Pharaoh's orders, Joseph still leaned and depended upon God. Joseph did not lean to his own understanding, but in all his ways he acknowledged God. What situation are you facing today? Are you facing a marital situation with your husband or your wife? Are you facing children's situation? Are you facing financial situations? Are you facing job situations? Are you facing health situations? You know, sometimes we're on the mountaintop and we shout for joy. Sometimes we're in the valley and we get downcast. But nothing is too hard for God. Can you help? God can help us in every situation we face. The answer to your situation is in the Word of God. Call upon God in every situation, and he will help you. And I'm going to read into your hearing. You know, God's word is so faithful and so good, and it is the answer to every situation. In Psalm 23, the Lord says, "The Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. He maketh us to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth us beside the still waters. He restoreth our soul. He leadeth us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for thou art with us. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort us. Thou preparest a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Thou anointest our head with oil, our cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Nothing is too hard for our God. Don't give up. God will help us. Don't give up. God will help us. He was faithful to Joseph, and he'll be faithful to us. Are you in the pit? Are you waiting to go to the palace? Be faithful like Joseph. Keep a good attitude. Be strong and very courageous, like God told Joshua. Be strong and very courageous. Be of good courage, for God is with us. Psalms 91 says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We will say of the Lord, He is our refuge and our fortress. My God, in Him will we trust. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us." Are you tired of being in the fiery furnace like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Praise God when you're in the fiery furnace. You are on your way out of it. When you come out of it, you won't even smell like smoke. Not even a hair on your head will be singed. So we can thank God and we can say, "Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God." Whose report will you believe? All is well. Let's believe on God's report. It's always good to call on our Father, to keep a close relationship with Him. He said to call upon Him when we need Him. Seek Him when He may be found. Seek Him early. He promises in His word, whatever we ask in His name, believing, He will answer it. He said, pray without ceasing. So this morning, the lines, prayer lines are open for prayer. And if there's anyone who is not called upon God as their Lord and as their Savior, we are open for salvation this morning. So if you're not saved, press 1 and call upon, we'll call upon the name of the Lord with you for salvation to come forth. So press 1 if you're not saved this morning. We'll wait on you.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you this morning for waking us up on your day that you made. We are thankful, Heavenly Father, for all the blessings. We thank you, Lord, for our strength, for our faith in you. Help us to keep the good faith that we have in you, Father. We thank you for our families. We thank you for my child. We thank you for my grandchild. All the rest of the family. And everyone, all the seniors, this special day for them, Lord. We thank you for this program. Continue to strengthen Corita. Give her the strength that she needs to carry on. We thank you for all the blessings that you've given us. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Take us in your own care. We love you, Lord. We love you, Heavenly Father. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to take us in your care and keeping. Thank you, Lord, for all your blessings. These blessings we ask in Jesus Christ's name, for his sake. Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Is there anyone who is not saved this morning? We extend the airs, ways are open. Does anyone need prayer this morning? Thank you, Aunt Mildred, for that prayer. Anyone need prayer? We have an evangelist waiting on the line, Evangelist Brenda Lombard. She's going to be praying for those this morning. Oh, I'm sorry. She's going to be praying for those this morning. Oops, sorry. I'm putting people on that's not wanting to be on. Excuse me. Please forgive me. I'm going to take you off in just a second. Hold on. All righty. Okay. See. I'm looking for Evangelist Lombard here. Okay. All right, Evangelist, you're on the air. Hold on. Someone else press 1 here. Hold on 1 second, please. I'm going to get you. Just give me a few minutes. Hold on. 903, are you there? Hold on. Okay, 903, you press 1.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Good morning, Avis. How's Texas?
Good. Great, great, great. It's a great, beautiful day this morning.
Amen. You're requesting prayer this morning.
Yes, ma'am. I would like to request prayer for my son and myself to give us strength. We just gone through some financial problems now, and we just need some strength. And to pray for the sick in this apartment complex where I'm living and the senior citizen and everyone in the hospital that is very ill.
Okay. All right. Anyone else? Let's see. Someone else press 1. Hold on, please. I'll pull you on. If you already press 1, you can go ahead and speak. But just give me a few minutes. Okay, 504. Hold on, please. I'm going to get you in just a second. 504-931, you're on the air. Did you want prayer this morning? Evelyn Gaspinel, did you want prayer this morning?
Yes.
Okay, did you press 1? I'm sorry.
Okay.
How you doing, Evelyn?
I'm doing great this morning.
Okay. Did you press 1 or did I just click you in?
I pressed 1.
Okay, great. You have prayer request?
Yeah, I pressed for my health. I was in the hospital last week of pneumonia.
Okay, healing from pneumonia, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Okay, someone else press 1 here. Hold on, please.
Texas.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm blessed.
Great.
Good morning.
Go on this morning. How you feeling?
Oh, down here it's raining, so we're praying that the rain goes away so we can have a beautiful wedding here for my daughter.
It's going to be outside?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So we're praying for the rain, but we know the Lord, you know, it's His will, whatever it be. But we just like, you know, have the rain to go away. We just pray that the Lord just take care of it. I'm just praying that He'll fix it.
Amen, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's
going to
be a beautiful wedding. Where are you right now?
In Paducah, Kentucky.
Kentucky, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. All right, and let me see. Someone else press 1 here. Hold on, let me see who else. Okay. Anyone else in need of prayer, press 1. You're on the air. Okay. I'm looking for more people who may have pressed 1. Okay. And okay, you're on the air. You need prayer?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Who's this?
Angela Petty.
Okay, where are you, Angela?
I'm in New Orleans.
Okay, we're happy to have you on, Angela.
Yes, ma'am, thank you.
And you need prayer for?
Yes, ma'am, my drug addiction.
Okay, from a drug addiction, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, anything else?
A job.
Okay.
And praying for my three children.
All right. Well, we're glad you're on this morning, and God is the one who answers prayers, and we thank God for you, Angela.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. I thank God for you, too, this morning.
All right. How did you hear about the show?
I just turned the radio on. My mother.
Okay. All right. Thank God for you. Okay. Anyone else? Let me see. Press 1 if you need prayer. Or if you're already on, you can speak. I don't want to leave anybody out. Let's see. Hold on. Hold on 1 second. Let me see. Don't want to leave anybody out. If you're on and you press 1, I'm looking for your numbers now. See if anyone else needs prayer.
I will ask you for prayer tonight. We're going to have a meeting for the Emmaus community this evening.
For the what?
Emmaus community.
Okay. Okay. Anybody else? We're still open for prayer this morning. Okay. So far I have 5 people that have requested prayer. Avis requested prayer for her son and family, and for the senior citizens and for people that are sick and for financial help. Evelyn Gaspinell, healing from pneumonia. Jackie, that the rains would stop for her daughter's wedding in Kentucky. Angela, who's in New Orleans, from drug addiction. She also needs a job, and she's asking for prayer for her children. And Karen is asking prayer for the Emmaus community. So anybody else? Don't want to leave anybody out. All right. Sister Brenda, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Sister G. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm just blessed of the Lord and count it a privilege and a joy to go to the throne of grace once again on behalf of our radio listeners.
Amen.
Amen.
I would just like to share with the radio audience on today, for those that are there and those who will be tuning us in at some point in time, I just feel impressed of the Lord that we who know the Lord, we who are advanced in years, that the Lord would have us to think of a legacy that we leave behind when we are in heaven, when we have departed from this life's journey, earthly journey, that we should sit down and recall from our earliest years ways in which God has blessed us through healings, through financial resources, giving us, you know, good jobs, and not only that, but places to stay. How the Lord heard us when we cried to Him for a particular need, and how He blessed us. We should impart these acts of His faithfulness to the younger people in our families, or to the young people that are within our circle, you see, because so many people, so many young folk have not been trained, have not been taught the ways of the Lord. And some young people have not even been brought to church. Mm-hmm. So we who are older should take it upon ourselves to begin to relate to them that the Bible is relevant. It's not about reading about a Bible character who never existed reading about a Bible character back then, and then, you know, God heard and answered their prayers during that time. No, He's still hearing and He's still answering prayers, even today. So join me in beginning to, you know, to leave footprints in the sand. How can we do this? By imparting the blessings, the way in which we cried out to God and how he heard and answered our prayers. Reveal that to the young folk in our family and within our inner circle, and that would give them, that would encourage them to pray to God. And then to, I would like to give you all some prayers to pray. And one, I would like to give you at least two. And one is found in Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 14. These books are found in the New Testament, Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 14. And the second one is found in Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 3, and we can begin around verse 16 through 20. The second one is found in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 through 20. The most effective prayers that we can pray is the word of God back to him, because it is written that forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. And he said in his word that he would honor his word above his name. So, Father, as we come to your throne of grace right now, I just praise you and I love you and I adore you. And, Lord, you know, we all would love to have a beautiful wedding day. So we just ask that you give Jackie's daughter grace and favor with the elements. We bind up the rain. Now, in the name of Jesus, do not let it rain as the wedding approaches. And even after, for the whole duration of the afternoon, Father God, give her grace and favor with the elements. And, Father God, just cause the rain to stop in the name of Jesus. Let the ground be dry. Let the paved area be dry for her to walk upon. In Jesus' name. And Father God, we come against the spirit of addiction. We rebuke it. In the name of Jesus. We bind it and we cast it out by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we loose deliverance to her now in Jesus' name. Oh God. Father God, we speak to our alimentary tract, respiratory tract now. We come against pneumonia. In the name of Jesus. We bind you. We cast you out by the power of the Holy Spirit, and we speak a healing to you. Begin to inhale and exhale at least five times, hon. Inhale and exhale. Father God, we stand up on Psalm number 107 and verse 20, and you set your word and heal them of all the afflictions and their dysfunction. So we send the word to penetrate your elementary respiratory tract as well as the young lady that had an addiction. And Father God, we stand in total agreement that she is completely healed of this condition. She is completely healed, delivered from this addiction. We bind the hand of the enemy. We break it loose from the satanic attacks upon their lives, now in Jesus' name. And Father God, you know the perfect job for that young lady. We ask the Holy Ghost to go ahead of her on today and prepare the way. Oh, God, give her the job, give her the benefits, give her the days and the times that would be beneficial to her. And, Lord, let her come back to our radio program with a praise report. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And for all of those that need a financial blessing, you say, hallelujah. You say that if we would tithe and give our offering, that you would rebuke the devourer for our sake. So, Father God, we rebuke the devourer of people's finances in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we know that you are our source. Add on to and multiply the monies that we have in Jesus' name. And give us wisdom on how to spend the monies that you've entrusted into our hands. In Jesus' name, let no one tune into our radio program on today with an unmet need. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. Hallelujah. Open up doors that should be open and close doors that should be closed. Father God, bless us spiritually with more revelation, knowledge of you and your word. Teach us your ways, O God. Father God, bless us spirit physically. Let us begin to walk in divine health. bless us financially by adding on and multiplying the monies that we have, and give us more wisdom. Father God, bless us emotionally. We put our emotion under the reign, the rulership of the Holy Spirit. Bless us intellectually. Let us be 10 times smarter than all of our peers, especially those of us that are entering into school within a few days. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. We thank God for the prayer, Sister Brenda. We thank God for blessing you with prayer. And as she said, you know, let us leave a legacy behind for the children, grandchildren, great-grands, and neighborhood children, you know, all the good things that God has done for us. Because he's done some great things. He's healed our bodies. He's given us abundant life. He has helped us, you know, to have shelter and food and, you know, clothes and, you know, all kinds of things he has done for us. He's, you know, taken care of us all through the years. So we have great testimonies. We're going to have a testimony day one day about what God has done in for us and through us. So right now it is, I want to also remind you of what Sister Brenda said, prayers that we can pray for, you know, ourselves, our families. Colossians 1, 9 through 14, Ephesians 3, 16 through 20. And like she said, the most effectual fervent prayer is to give God his word back, because he honors his word above his name. So when we pray, don't you know God answers? He hears and he answers our prayer. He said the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And, you know, I just thank God for each of you. It is testimony time. We got about 4 or 5 minutes for testimonies. Anybody want to give a testimony this morning? You're on the air. Yes, you're on. You want to give a testimony? Go ahead. Somebody press 1. Let me check here to make sure I have everybody on the air.
Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Everybody's on the air. So anybody have a testimony? Okay, someone
Hello?
Else, just one. Hold on 1 second, please.
Yes.
Somebody was going to speak. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Hello?
I have a singing testimony song.
Okay. Go ahead.
Here's a wonder in my soul. Here's a wonder in my soul. Here's a wonder in my soul. Bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name. Oh, bless his holy name. He is a wonder in my soul. Bless his name. Jesus is a great wonder in my soul. He has been
Amen.
So
bless his holy name.
So faithful to me. And I just have to give him that praise song this morning, because he is truly a wonder in my soul. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for that song, Sister Avis. It's an awesome song. I thank God for it.
Thank you, Lord.
All right. Somebody else press 1-904-343. You have a testimony?
Oh, yes, I don't have a really testimony right now, but I just want to thank God for what he's doing in my life and what he's doing here. He's got everybody here safe, and we've been getting along, and it's been wonderful. And I just thank God for that. I'm just glad that he was able to bring my family together one more time, and we all was able to see each other and be just loving and kind and having a good time. And we just want to, I just like to thank him, because he's good to us. He just have to let us all get here. Anything could have happened, and we all connected. But today I'm kind of hoarse, as to see a little bit from screaming and hollering last night. We had a good time. We
Amen.
Had a good time with my family. So I don't think I'm going to be able to sing today because my voice.
That's all right. That's okay. We're just glad you're on the air. We ask God to continually bless your family. We thank God for the rain stopping or whatever he decides. We allow him to have his way.
Oh, yeah, whatever will be where he knows he never makes mistakes, so we don't have to worry about that. But I just thank God for my family, Lord. I'm just so glad. And like she said, he's a wonder. He is a wonder, Lord. He's a wonder. He's wonderful. He's too good to us, Lord. We realize how good he is to us. And
Amen.
I just thank him. But I just have to let him know he's wonderful to me.
Amen, amen.
That's just my testimony. I just love him.
Amen. Anybody else? Testimony time. Thank you, Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
All right. No other testimonies. Well, I can testify. I know God is a good God.
Mm-hmm.
And he said whatever we ask in his name, believing he will grant it. So I thank God, you know, he's everything to me. He's my best friend. He's my healer. He's my provider. He's, you know, everything I need, my strong tower. He's my strength. He's my joy. Everything to me. You know, like Sister Brenda was saying, you know, from a child back, I can remember, you know, being in different situations and how God brought me through those and how he's still giving me abundant life today. I thank him for his faithfulness to me because he truly is faithful. I remember being in a situation one time I needed some extra money for gas for my car to get me to work the whole week. And I kept saying, Lord, I need some money. Father, I need some money.
Mm-hmm.
I need some money for gas for my car. And don't you know he came through?
Amen.
A sister came to me at church, and she said, God told me to give you this money. He
Amen.
Helped me out a check for $20. And,
Amen.
You know, he's faithful. Sometimes, you know, you need money, you look in your pockets, maybe your pants pocket, your jacket pocket, and you say, wait a minute, where'd this money come from? You know God is a good guy. He furnished whatever we need. I can remember being sick, and I remember one time one of my friends told me, she said, read the Lord's Prayer every day, 50 times. Don't you know through reading the word, calling upon his name, he got me out of my bed of affliction, healed my body. So I thank God that he is faithful and he's an on-time God.
Amen. Amen.
Any more testimonies? All right. I thank God for each of you. I thank God for the senior citizens, those people whom God honors. You know, I just thank God for the life that he's given us. I thank God that I can say that I am a senior citizen. He gave me 64 years, so I thank the Lord for life and life more abundantly, and I just thank him because he is truly a good and a faithful father and my best friend.
Amen.
So it's that time again. I thank God for each of you. I love you. Be blessed of the Lord. Receive God's benefits. You know, he says he loads us up with benefits every day, and sometimes we may have benefits hanging around and just ain't claimed them. So claim your benefits. I try to claim mine every day.
Amen.
Whether it's waking up, that's a benefit. Whether it's, you know, walking, that's a benefit. Whatever it is, a benefit. Whether it's gas in your car, whatever it is, it's a benefit. Whether it's your family, that's a benefit. Whatever it is, your children, that's a benefit. So I thank God for each of you being on this morning on Bible Storyland. I pray that God's mercy and blessings be upon each one of you, and we look forward to hearing from you next week, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So God, may God continually bless you and let his light shine upon you on every day.
Amen.
Get ready to hang up. Christian soldiers. Mark? hearing from you next week. Y'all sunshine, because we got plenty over here. We sending y'all sunshine to Kentucky. Got about two or three more people on, so you want to play some more, Karen? Play another song of that same one, Onward Christian Soldiers. They're giving us a few more seconds, and you all can go ahead and hang up when you get ready. Thank God for you all being on. Look forward to speaking to you next week. One more person on from Ohio. Good morning, Frank. You can hang up whenever you like. Thank you for being on. Everybody hung up now, Karen, so I'll call you back in a little while. Thank you so much. It was beautiful songs you played today. I thank God for you.
Thanks.
Love you. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.